USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit, with critics on both sides of the aisle.
The deal that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for signature. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. I'm Dave Collins.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's impeachment trial is set to start no later than August 28th. State Republican Representative Andrew Murr is chair of the investigative committee and one of the bipartisan impeachment managers handling the proceedings.
This is about facts, and this is about evidence, and at the end of the day, my colleagues and I will not stand for public corruption.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecasts more to come, end quote. NASA is reporting their SLS is already 6 years in scheduled delay and $6 billion over budget, and warned if these problems continue, the Artemis mission could be drastically affected. This is USA News.
Ah, gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thinking about skipping leg day in your workout? Well, for your heart's sake, don't.
New research has found that having a higher level of leg muscle strength appears to be strongly associated with a lower risk of developing heart failure after having a heart attack. Those findings highlight the importance of regular exercise and maintaining muscle strength, since muscle mass can diminish with age, possibly affecting cardiovascular health. While not published in a peer-reviewed journal, the study has been presented at the Heart Failure 2023 Scientific Congress of the European Society of Cardiology. I'm John Shea.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz called it horrific and wrong. The Republicans spoke out against a new law signed by the president of Uganda in East Africa that would punish its LGBTQ citizens, including allowing for the death penalty in some cases. Yesterday, Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, approved one of the most anti-gay pieces of legislation in the world that has been condemned by the Western nations and the United Nations. In a fitting Memorial Day tribute, a fallen New Jersey airman was celebrated and laid to rest 80 years after being killed in action.
Metuchen's Memorial Day Parade was named in honor of Staff Sergeant Michael Urin, who was killed during World War II. The 21-year-old was declared missing in 1943 when his plane was shot down in Germany. Sergeant Urin was honored at the parade in his hometown yesterday, and his remains were interred at Metuchen's Hillside Cemetery in a private ceremony with military honors. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.